What's up, guys? Welcome back to Strength 101, the podcast where we break down fitness and nutrition into its simplest forms so that you can get the results that you want and deserve. Today, I want to talk about how you recover from muscular issues. I didn't really prepare for this one. I'm just going to tell you off the cuff the way I think about recovering from muscle strains, from tight muscles, from some joint pain, all that stuff. And I was fueled to do this because my brother-in-law called me last night. He lives in North Carolina. And I love him to death. And he specifically said this. He got out of burn boot camp class, and this isn't to crap on burn boot camp, but he got out of burn boot camp class, and he had been noticing he had had this issue along his rib cage for a couple weeks now, where it was tightening up. And he said he was about to ask the trainer, and he goes, "Nope, I trust my brother-in-law more, so I'm going to call him." And here's the advice that I gave him, which is I think different than how most people think about recovering from injuries. All right, first things first. There's always different types of injuries, and so we want to kind of categorize these. Now, if you jack up your joint, meaning that you go, like I have in the past, and you try to jump over a kickball, and you land, and you traumatically jerk a joint, and there is clear inflammation around the bony parts and at the joint itself, well, that is something that you probably need to go see somebody about, all right? This isn't something that you're going to recover on your own. You at least want to know with joint-related issues if there is internal damage that was done, and only the doctors with their MRIs and all their tools can really tell you that. Aside from that, soft tissue injuries are the things that are the most common with people who lift a lot. And I want to preface this by saying injuries are going to happen, guys. If you really are on a journey to gain muscle mass and get stronger, which takes time, you are inevitably at some point, even if you're really careful, you're going to strain something, you're going to get a tight muscle, you're going to tweak something, your joint's going to be feeling pain, and you're just going to be really confused about how to go about it. So I want to give you a framework. So when we're talking about soft tissue injuries, I think the first thing you want to ask is, when I move it, is it painful? And so there's a difference between like painful and stiff. If I was doing an exercise and then something immediately became painful, and then every time I move that muscle in the couple hours after that, it's really painful, I would encourage you to view that as a strain or as muscle damage that occurred. And so if you think of muscles as just a series of ropes that are together, then there is some damage, there's some fraying to those ropes, and you want to make sure that you let that heal. With most soft tissue injuries, fully resting, meaning just not using the muscle and sitting on the couch, is likely a waste of your time and only going to make your recovery longer. And I say that with a little bit of an asterisk. If you actually have a muscle strain where you actually did damage to the muscle, well, you're not going to go use it right away. Give yourself a day, let the inflammation calm down, you know, recover, eat plenty of protein, but give yourself a day or two to let everything calm down so it's not immediately painful anymore. But as soon as possible, you want to get into low load movement again. What I would highly recommend if you're dealing with a strain is don't stretch that dang thing. Here's the example I always give. If I have a t-shirt and it has holes in it and I stretch that t-shirt, the holes are going to get bigger. And that's how you want to think about a muscle that's been strained or damaged and has those fraying ropes. If I yank on it more, it's probably going to tear more until I've healed that tearing. Now that's just stretching, and that's not the only way to heal a muscle. So as soon as possible, after your muscle is calmed down and it's tolerable, you want to start doing movement that is specific to that area of pain and keep it under a 4 on the pain scale. That's what a lot of physical therapists and doctors use as well. If you are over a 4, you're likely going to be sending signals to the muscle that it's going to shut down. It needs to shut down. It needs to make you weaker. It needs to stop what it's doing. But under a 4 is usually pretty tolerable. And you're going to do some type of isolated strength exercise. And I think this framework is really important to remember. Muscles are happiest when they are full of blood and they feel really strong. That's actually when they can relax their best, is when they feel strong and capable, right? That's when I relax best in my life. If I feel strong and capable and competent and I feel like I did a good job that day, I go home and I rest real easy. But if I feel weak and incompetent and I feel like I can't handle what's going on, then I'm tense and I'm tight. And that's the way a muscle feels too. Usually muscle tightness is related to muscle weakness. And muscles are honestly just trying to protect you when they're tight. And so you want to think of it as, if I have tightness in a muscle, is it trying to protect me? And if it is trying to protect me, then I need to strengthen it up so it feels like it's strong enough to do the job. So if you have a muscle strain where there's damage, I want you to get low load blood to that muscle as soon as possible. And then you're going to rest it. Wait till the next day. See if the pain decreased. It's probably not going to go away after one day. It's going to need some recovery time. But then you're going to go ahead and slowly increase that load again, keeping it once again under a 4 on the pain scale. And you're going to slowly work your way back. The big mistake everybody makes is they rest it until it's pain-free, and they jump right in on the weights they did before, and they restrain the damn thing. But if you can go in and think about easing it into load tolerance again, then you're going to be pretty happy with your results. Now, that's for a strain. Now, much more common is people coming to me all the time and saying, like, this muscle hurts. Every time I'm in a certain exercise or I move a certain way, I can just feel it twinge a little bit. Like, it's not pain. I don't think it's damaged. I don't think I strained it, but it's just tight and it's messing with me. That's where I want you to go back to that framework of a tight muscle is just weakness usually. Sometimes we overdo it in the gym, and sometimes it's not even with the heavy weights. It's just your body was under-recovered that day and it reacted poorly, or you didn't realize that you were sitting with your body shifted to one side in the car for 3 hours because you had to go somewhere, and then you come back and you train and you caused a really tight muscle to just stretch super fast, and all of a sudden it says, oh no, I'm not ready to do this, and it's going to lock itself down. So once again, you want to make that muscle really happy. You want to get blood flow to it as soon as possible to tolerance. So if you have a tight muscle, I think most people think, I'm going to stretch this sucker. But if you think of a tight muscle as something that's trying to protect you from hurting yourself, then it's not going to like it when you stretch it, because if you stretch it, then you're causing instability either at the joint it's trying to protect or just in that movement in general. And so likely what happens is it might feel better for a little bit or for that night after you stretched it, and then overnight or the next day it locks right back up and you make no improvement. And I would ask yourself to question yourself on this. The last time that you had a really tight muscle that wasn't just tight because of normal training, but it actually hurt and it was abnormal, if you stretched it every night for a week, did it actually get better? Or did it get better when you finally got back into training? And this is where I think you should train the pain away. If you're going to do targeted exercises for a muscle that's just tight, think of it that it just needs to get stronger and it just needs to be happier. So if I had my pec was tight, and every time that I opened it, it felt like a little weird and it felt tight and it was a little bit of pain every time that I stretched it, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into the gym and I'm going to try to bench press a little bit with low load to a tolerance that I can handle. I'm going to do some pec flies with low load to a tolerance that I can handle. And then after I have made the muscle happy, and here's an indicator, if you start doing this and then all of a sudden it feels much better because you did that, that's a good indicator that you made that muscle happy with blood flow and with strengthening and movement. But after you have made that muscle really happy, then you can go ahead and stretch it, because a happy, strong muscle is allowed to relax, but a tense, weak muscle doesn't like to relax and it wants to stay tight. That was a lot of stuff. Here is an overview of what I just said. If you get a soft tissue injury and you have tightness and pain in a muscle, don't stretch it at first. Try to do some low load movement at home where you activate that muscle, even just flexing it, squeezing it. As long as it's not over a 4 on the pain scale, then I want you to keep doing it and understand that it's not going to heal overnight. The next day, do the same thing. When you can tolerate a little bit more load, put some more load on it. Once you've strengthened it up a little bit, you can test stretching a little bit. If the stretching helps and it stays, then you can keep stretching it after you've strengthened it. Over time, you're just going to reintegrate that muscle into movement again. You're going to slowly build up its tolerance until it can handle the weights that you used to be able to lift. And if you rush it, then it's likely going to plague you for a very long time. Hopefully this gives you guys a framework for how to address some of these muscular issues. Don't mess with joint stuff. Go to a doctor. If it's a strain and a tear and it's really painful, give it some time to heal and then reintroduce it to movement slowly. And if it's just a tight muscle, then I want you to strengthen that specific muscle as soon as you can, as long as it's not over a 4 on the pain scale. That's your recipe. Go get after it. Get back in the gym. Train harder. Lift heavier. Build more muscle. That's Strength 101. Peace out.